Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Yo, spring break forever. Let's do it up real big with spring break on DraftKings Casino. New players start playing with just $5 and get $100 back instantly in casino credits. Just download the app and use code DUDEFOODS to book your one-way ticket to fun with DraftKings Casino. The crown is yours, baby girl.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. 21 and over. Physically present in Connecticut, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia only. Void in Ontario. Eligibility and other restrictions apply. One per opted-in new customer. $5 wager required. Max $100 in casino credits awarded which require one-time playthrough within 168 hours. See terms at casino.draftkings.com/promos. Restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Dudes, behind the foods. Yo, it's the dudes, behind the foods. Dudes, behind the foods. Yeah, it's the dudes, behind the foods.
That's actually really fucking good.
All right, go for it whenever you guys are ready.
I'll DM her right now. You better let him.
You better tickle that pickle or let someone else do it, goddammit.
Yeah, all right. I know you're tired. You sleep at 6 o'clock.
She goes to bed. My wife goes to bed so early, but it's cute, you know?
That's why she looks so young.
Truly, dog. I need to
sleep better, dude. That's all it is.
I've been sleeping a lot less lately. I'm so tired. And not gonna lie, I looked like the last episode of No Chaser that went up with Katrina Johnson. I was looking at pictures of it and I was like, my face looks a little just puffy, right? I was like, I look a little chunky, but maybe I'm just being paranoid. And then one of the comments, Tim looking a little thick this episode. I was like, God damn.
Comments can ruin your whole self-esteem in 2 seconds. Yeah, it's not that bad. Wow, fatty.
Or like, you'll be like, you know, I think I looked all right. Pretty pulled together. You look tired, man. You need some rest. Tim needs to get some more sleep. It's like, God.
Tell you this, dude. On all my latest podcasts, I've just been farming. The last thing I care about is haircuts and getting my clothes ready because you're just so tired all the fucking time. I get it. When you're fucking plowing the ground instead of pussy, you tired, dude.
Well, look, David, speaking of getting healthy and getting right, let's have some burritos, huh?
Dude, I'm never going to get sexy.
Doesn't matter. Look. We're rich. Just kidding. No, we're not.
No, we're not. Please keep watching this podcast.
Please, please do. I just bought my lotto tickets because it's at $1 billion again. And it's been at $1 billion kind of like a lot recently.
Somebody won recently.
Somebody won $1 billion like 2 weeks ago, but then I'm checking my little lottery app because I fucking downloaded the app and it's at $1 billion again. So I don't know if the last winner like was a fake claim or what.
Yeah.
But it's back up there, dog.
It doesn't usually work like that, right? There's no billion back to back.
No, it's a billion and then it kind of like resets.
If you win a billion, would you give me some money? All right. I already don't like the answer.
I would for sure give Rick some money.
Okay.
Here's what I would do.
If I want you to invest into my farming business.
Well, I was just going to say, if I had $1 billion, I would be investing a lot of it. And a little chunk of it would go into hiring a personal trainer for you. Just kidding.
Can I tell you something right now? That personal trainer would quit in the first day. They would look at me and they'd be like, you know what? You just don't want to do anything. And I'm like, yeah, get out of my fucking face.
Well, then here's what we would do. I would invest money into, because, you know, I already hit you up about like, bro, let's do fucking Asian fusion smash burgers. You know what I'm saying?
I don't want to do work. If I won $1 billion, I would give you money.
Why?
To sew your mouth shut, you you stupid idiot.
Let's eat a burrito, goddammit. Okay. Today, on the day of filming this, it is National Burrito Day.
Burrito!
Oh, God.
Yo, shout out to the Mexican OT.
Mexican OT, what, you been listening to his music lately or what?
Yeah, his music, I don't know what the fuck it is, but it makes me want to go do shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That Johnny Dang song, I always kind of just like whatevered it.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? Let me just listen to it while I'm driving at night. Bro, I fucking love that song.
You know why? Mexicans are some of the hardest working people in America. That's why.
Dude, that fool, he's so dope. I don't know how he rolls his R's that much with words that don't have R's. But it's fucking dope. He reminds me of a revised version of Paul Wall.
Okay.
Wait, Paul Wall was on that track.
Was he?
I think so. But yeah, he reminds me of Paul Wall, who he was to us at the time.
Mm.
He's fucking dope, dude.
All right, dog. All right, dog.
I fuck with them heavy, dude. Yeah, fuck the big three. It's just big me.
Fire.
Yeah.
Speaking of big three, I have three big burritos here, okay? I got a fucking buche.
Buche!
Pork belly burrito. I got a motherfucking lengua.
Lengua!
And, oh, my guy. I don't know if it's still crunchy, but a chicharron burrito,
chicharron!
Dog.
Chicharron!
Let's get it. You don't have to eat all of it.
Can you do, oh, don't say that. Can you do the Mexican, what do you call it? What the fuck is it called?
The grito?
Grito. I can't do that.
You can't?
It makes my throat hurt. I feel like I'll never be accepted by the people because I can't do it. That's just hard, dude. That's hard as fuck.
You can't do it?
No, I guess. I was trying it in the car and it made me cough so much.
Here's what you do. Okay, you can sing falsetto shit, right?
Yeah.
It's you're hitting that part of your throat that does the falsetto like that. The, what's a falsetto song? Let's say,
Fast!
There you go. It's that.
Oh.
Like, let's say, but do you not think so far ahead? You're not doing your falsetto voice.
It's too hard. I don't know why there's like a mental block.
I think because you can hit your falsetto, so.
I'm going to practice in the car today.
Okay, here's half of your buche.
Oh, dude, yeah, you fucking buche slut. Ooh, you know what I love about this, right? The soft-ass fucking tortilla, dude. Mm-hmm. It's just so tender. You know what? I'm glad we waited for this because it got to soften up in the heat.
Yeah, I love when anything doughy or tortilla-y softens up and soaks in the inside things, man.
Maria, Maria.
Would you like some limon?
Oh, yes. She reminds me of a West Side Story.
Yeah. Growing up in Spanish Harlem.
She reminds me of a movie star.
And then Rihanna and Tory Lanez song. Buche. I know you like it when you're naked, naked, naked. Here we go.
All right. Oh, are you having a rod no salsa?
Mmm. I put a little bit of lime. I'm going to get some salsa now on my second bite.
Mmm. Hey, this burrito spot's fucking good.
This is from, hold on a second. I actually, so before coming here, I Googled like best burrito spots in the Burbank area. And this spot popped up, and luckily, you know, it was on the motherfucking list of available places. It's called Carnitas Don Cuco.
Oh, this is Don Cuco.
Yeah, Don Cuco. You heard of it?
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
We're just going to take some bites of burritos. Hold on one second.
You know, I'll tell you this. Mm-hmm. if I ever leave California, this is what I'm going to miss, man. It's like there's always a good Mexican joint around the corner. The buche is fucking something else, huh?
It's popping, dude.
Dog, what is
the man, buche? I went to your boy, Adam Perry Lang. Oh. I finally went to one of his pop-ups the other day. And fire. So David follows this chef barbecue expert named Adam Perry Lang, right? This fool's always posting about his shit. I'm like, I need to go to this school, this guy's pop-up one day, right? Pops up at different restaurants, does like these very, like, not just regular barbecue, you know what I'm saying? This shit is like expert level, a fancy chef shit, you know what I'm saying? But I popped in and I bought so much shit, dog. I bought like $400 worth of barbecue.
Worth it.
I got like the tomahawk steak and I also got like—
You got the tomahawk steak, hella good, dog.
Dog, so fucking bomb. I got his big ass beef spare ribs. I got some pork belly. And I was eating this shit for like a week because it was so much food. The tomahawk popping.
It's like, he doesn't fuck up. Like, how are you that consistent with like beef? You know? Oh.
Napkin, please.
Oh. I don't think you're gonna
come. Yeah. So good. And what's funny is, you know, he started following me after he'd been following you because I was always like commenting on his shit. And he DM'd me. He was like, hey, man, if you want to skip the line, come at this time, I'll get you in, blah, blah, blah. But it was a rainy day, so I didn't need to do all that. It was like, there was no line when I got there. But this fool, you know, and mind you, I was in like, you know, glasses, beanie, my hair wasn't fresh. I walked up, and he did not recognize me. So I walk up, I'm like, hey. He's like, hey. I'm like, man, glad I could finally like pop into this, man. It's been a long, I've been trying to come for a while. He's like, yeah, glad you can make it. I was like, cool. Got my fucking barbecue, went home. DM me later after he saw my story. He was like, I'm embarrassed to say I did not recognize you when you came in. I was like, bro, all good. You're busy. You're work mode. But I say all that to say, so fucking bomb, dog. He had these little, came with like the sauce and the pickled jalapenos and the.
That man is like next level fucking good. I've known him now for so many. I haven't had his food in months. Mm-hmm. I've just been busy. And plus, like, he's like my vice. Mm. So when I go eat there, I go to town, dude. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like one of those things where I think, like, if before I die, I want to have his food.
Mm, like that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He is the standard of what, like, my, like, smoked meats should be. Mm-hmm. Right? So every time I go and I have barbecues, I'm like, if it's not anywhere near this, I don't fucking want it.
Damn, son.
Like, Adam is the shit. One of the kindest human beings I've ever met. Mm-hmm. Fucking great soul. Like, I've seen him since, like, his daughter was, like, a little kid.
Damn, like that?
Yeah, it's been a long time, man. And, like, Adam's just a really fucking good dude. Always takes care of me. And I always bring people to his place because I want, not even because, like, I just like him. I just want people to experience his food. Mm-hmm. That's it. That's all I want y'all to do.
Yeah, I tell you what. Next time you in the mood, we'll go on, like, a Friday.
Hell yeah.
And we'll fucking film it. And you and me will go and we'll sit down, have it fresh. Because I got it to go so I can get home to the babies.
You know what I love doing?
What?
I get the beef rib. I'll eat half of it there because mm-hmm. it's a lot. And mm-hmm. I'll take the other half. And then when it cools down, I slice it thin. Mm-hmm. And I put it with ramen.
Oh.
Hey.
My guy. Let me tell you, I had so much meat that I had so much of this man's meat in my mouth. No pause. That like... I was repurposing it for like 3 or 4 days, right? So I'm like fucking putting it in ramen, putting it in salads, putting it in like steak and eggs the next day. You know what I'm saying? I was beefed out, dog.
I put that shit, I made a fried rice with it one time because mm-hmm. it had all like the beef fat.
Mm.
I did, the ramen noodles always is a must.
It was almost too fatty for Chia. She was like, it's so good, but she felt a little like, ugh, afterwards. She's not a fatty person.
Beef ribs are fatty. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And he uses that prime good shit.
It was so good.
Yeah.
What do you want to go next? Lengua or chicharron?
Lengua.
Let's do the lengua, mommy.
I shouldn't have eaten this whole half. I'm only going to take a bite of that one.
Okay, good, good, good. I told you to pace yourself.
But it actually tastes so fucking good, though.
Would you like some... fucking guess what I brought you, dog, to have with our burritos.
The Cuba Lila?
Not only that, mezcal, my guy.
Grito!
Falsetto. Pretend like, okay, sing a falsetto song right now.
Fast!
There you go. Now, take that and then just hit it with a ha.
Ha!
There.
Oh. Hey, you should be a vocal teacher. I just... want the Mexican people to accept me. You guys gave me such good nicknames when I was a kid.
They do accept you, Doug. They love us.
Yeah, dude. Fucking Joto over here, baby. Let's go.
Fucking pinche chino gordo, dog.
Dude, sexy, sexy man is what they call me.
Bro, you know cheers. I mean? Cheers to Mexicans. And cheers to Adam Perry Lang.
Yes.
When I was dating my ex, Mexican and Spanish, we were chilling at Petey Flo's house. Pedro, my boy Pedro Gonzalez. We're at his house, and his mom, because mind you, my ex is a very, very pretty girl, right? So my mom, his mom always used to joke that she thought I was like so ugly. So like fucking Peter, like one time we all went to the mall to take pictures with Santa Claus and we showed it to Peter's mom and Peter's mom starts cracking up and all I hear is blah, 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 fail. Talking about me, right? So that was like the thing. Fucking Peter's mom did not think I was like attractive, right? She thought I was cute, but not attractive, right? She just thought my face was like not cute. So anyways, one day I'm over there at Peter's house with Ileana. We're chilling. And then
I know that word.
Peter's mom starts asking Ileana why the fuck she's with me.
Yo, what is wrong with this woman?
But they're like,
that's so funny.
She's like laughing, you know, and I'm understanding the bits and pieces, right? Ileana's response is, this is the most fucked up thing she could have said. He's nice. I was like, yo, come on, bro. That's like the worst. That's like, that's saying, I know this fool's ugly, but.
You want to hear something worse than that?
Yeah, yeah, please.
My mom, till this day, keeps bringing this shit up. She goes, you know, when I first met Mario, you know what I asked her? I was like, I know what you asked her. She goes, I asked her, so what do you like about my son? Not even trying to question, like, oh, tell me what the great things about is. No, it's like, what do you like about him? Because when we were together, I was really fat. And she was like, he's really fat. I was like, dude, why the fuck would you say that to my girlfriend?
Well, she was morbid curiosity, dog.
Give me this fucking burrito.
Morbid curiosity about your morbid obesity.
Just you need to cut it all the way. That's what skinny people do. You guys don't know how to cut up food?
Oh, whoa, man. This is the lengua. Every time I hear lengua, dog, I think of this, like, old porn video that I used to watch.
What?
It was an old Bang Bros video. And, you know, Bang Bros would shoot a lot of shit in Miami where they, you know, they do that, the fake shit, the bang bus, where they pretend to pick up a girl on the street. And so they pick up this girl and, like, you know, she's giving them head in the car or whatever. And all I can remember is the cameraman saying, lengua, mommy, more lengua, lengua. Give me, let me see some more time, more lengua, mommy. So every time I eat a fucking lengua taco, I think of that shit.
The thing is, like, when I hear lengua, I only think about tacos. Mm. I don't hear it in any other context.
Well, addicted to food, addicted to sex, it makes sense. You know, it's like the ink blot test, you know?
What do you see? I see a pussy. What do you see, David? I see a taco.
Makes sense.
100%, man. I would rather give up sex than good food.
Well, as a married man, I have given up sex, so it's that doesn't seem too crazy. It
just seems like my life right now, man. A married man with two kids. But just wait till they're all in school.
Mm-hmm. Bruh.
That's what everybody says, like, when the kids go to school, that's when the romance comes back. Because now you have, like, from 7 a.m. all the way to, like, 3 p.m. just to, like, be a couple again.
But it makes me sad.
Hey, I thought that would be the case for a lot of my friends.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to my friend, and she was like, yeah, I was asking her if she cried a lot when she dropped off her kid to preschool. She goes, of course, I was bawling. Mm-hmm. I was like, damn, is it weird when you also see your husband cry too? Like, is it because it's very emotional? He goes, he didn't cry. He was relieved. He was like, thank God. He was so happy. This fool dropped the kid off, went home, took a fat fucking nap. He said he got his work done.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I think me and Chia really, when we do have a spare moment to just be me and her where we're both like relaxing and chilling, it's great, right? And of course, you know, I miss working like consistently. You feel me?
Uninterrupted.
Like, because now you know, like with this movie, right? My writing process was never a sit down and write at a certain time every day. And that's what I'm gonna have to do to get this movie done. I write when I'm fucking feeling creative, you know what I'm saying? And so I do look forward to being able to just like sit and work on the shit I wanna work on. And look, Veda is gonna start preschool in September. That's only a few months away. We have one more summer of shenanigans, and then she's gone from fucking 9 a.m. to 2, 3 every day. It's crazy, man.
You know what the cool part is going to be for you? After we go come back from this break.
Uh-huh.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Yo, let's take it back to those days where you just chill on the beach all day with Spring Break on DraftKings Casino. Play exclusive games like fan fave Rocket. The excitement is endless and the vibes are right and the cash prizes could be huge. New players start playing with just $5 to get $100 back instantly in casino credits. Download the app and use code DUDEFOODS to book your one-way ticket to fun with DraftKings Casino. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. 21 and over. Physically present in Connecticut, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia only. Void in Ontario. Eligibility and other restrictions apply. One per opted-in new customer. $5 wager required. Max $100 in casino credits awarded which require one-time playthrough within 168 hours. See terms at casino.draftkings.com/promos. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
The cool part for what I've seen is that now parents get to really see this developed side of their kid because they're going and they're learning things, they're talking more.
Yeah.
And they'll be able to tell you about their day.
Yeah, I know. It's so cute.
You know?
Actually, Veda will come back here. You don't have to eat that whole thing. We have one more to try.
Oh, I forgot I was eating.
Okay, just take a bite of this one, all right?
Okay.
The chicharron one's going to be soggy anyway. It's not going to be as good. So even, you know, going to daycare a few days a week, Veda will come back and be like, like, cause we have these like plant, like Q's room, the wallpaper is all planets and shit. So Veda will come in and be like, daddy, Saturn, Jupiter, Mars. I'm like, what the fuck? Where'd you get that from? And it's because like last month was like planets mom that daycare, you know what I'm saying? So they're like learning shit. And she brings it back. And I'm like, whoa, who taught you that? This is crazy.
Yeah, who fucking taught you that?
What boy in class was telling you about planets, huh?
Just wait till she's like, I have a boyfriend. A little preschool boyfriend where she follows them around.
I know. How old were you when you got your first? Let's ask you this. How old were you when you got your first girlfriend? And how old were you when you got your first kiss?
My first kiss was... Are you talking about legitimate kiss or like spin the bottle type of shit?
First peck and then first legit like.
First peck, I was 13 years old.
Okay.
From what I remember. I'm pretty sure my mom would tell, no, when you were a kid, there was a little girl that used to, you know, that type of stuff. But I don't remember any of that stuff.
Okay.
But yeah, 13, little spin the bottle situation.
It's like what, eighth grade, seventh grade?
Yeah, around there. Kind of nice. Mm-hmm. Thought it was a little weird. It was a girl I did not want to kiss.
Ah.
And I don't think she wanted to kiss me either. Uh-huh. But then we're not going to like not do it because it makes it weird with everybody.
Yeah, it's the game.
But it was cool. It was whatever.
Cute.
And then my first legitimate kiss was someone that I loved. Was my very first girlfriend when I was 17.
Oh, like tongue and like.
Yeah, because you got to understand for me too, I was a church kid. I was a very devout church kid. Mm-hmm. So kissing somebody, holding hands and stuff wasn't something that you just did. It was like, it was ingrained in my head that you get married.
Oh, adorable.
So my very first real kiss was with my very first girlfriend. Yeah.
Speaking of doing shit like that and games and Christian school, dog. At Gardena Valley Christian School, take a bite of this chicharron. And then you just take it. Just all you have to do is take a bite. That's it.
All right. I'm so full, but
good.
Sake chicharron is good too.
Oh my goodness. It looks great. Shout out to fucking Don Cuco, dog. Ah, oh, sorry, Robin. Let me get a little, let me sauce this motherfucker a little bit. Okay. Popping.
Yeah.
So bomb. I actually haven't had a burrito in a minute.
I haven't had like a legit, I've had breakfast burritos, but not this.
Yeah. Okay. So, Gardena Valley Christian School, 7th and 8th grade. After school, we would all go down by the pool. And because there was a little like kind of hidden area, we'd sit in a circle, all the junior hires, 7th and 8th graders, and we'd play truth or dare after school. And it was like little shit like, I dare you to grab Shannon's butt, or I dare you to lick Sherry's nipple over the shirt, shit like that. We're all just kind of like,
why did everybody have these same experiences?
Yeah, bro, we're just like, you know,
we're
coming into our horny stage, right? But it's like, you know, we're also, we don't know what the fuck we're doing, you know?
That nipple shit too, I didn't do it, but it was like, you know, you're with your friends, it's like guys and girls, this is the time like you guys are hitting puberty and stuff.
Yeah.
And you're like, I bet you won't like kiss her nipple.
Yeah.
And then somebody does and you all freak the fuck out. That's, kids are fucking weird, dude.
Me and Daniel dared this one girl to like, okay, because, you know, we're all getting pubes for the first time, right?
Yeah.
7th, 8th grade, we're getting pubes. We're like, dare you to show us your pubes. So she's like, all right, fine. Went to the little corner, showed us our pubes, and we're like, oh, yeah. I just saw pubes.
I don't know what this means, but pretty fucking cool, dude.
Yeah, man. Fucking, did you ever play the, are you nervous?
No.
Oh, let's play it right now. Okay, ready? I'm going to come over there.
I'm nervous. I'm nervous. I'm already nervous. Oh, I'm already losing.
Here's the game. Ready? Okay. Are you nervous?
Okay. I don't like this game.
So the game, for people who don't know, you start at like someone's like foot. You put your finger and you go slowly up their leg. You say, are you nervous? Are you nervous? Are you nervous? And like the point, of course.
Damn, that is really difficult. I'm sweating.
Yeah. The point is like to be like, go as long as you can without saying you're nervous. But of course, for like little horny junior high boys, you're like, oh my God, I'm about to touch your vagina.
There was this girl I remember when she first started getting her lumps.
Mm-hmm. lovely lady lumps.
Her lovely lady lumps.
I hate that. That was awful. Don't call them lumps. Okay.
Her mounds.
Her mounds.
Okay.
The hills are alive.
We'll call them her Robin couches.
Her couches.
That's the New York. Yeah.
Her couch cushions.
Her couch cushions.
Her little cushions, huh?
She started, and then I remember this guy. Like, it's so, as an adult, you look at this, you're like, what the fuck are you doing, right? But when you're like young kids, you're like, what, in 5th grade, 4th grade? I remember this dude, his name was Gabriel, came up behind her, and he just like squeezed her boobs.
Man.
Right? But she was like laughing her ass off. Because I think it was so novel and new. Nobody knew that you kind of, in your mind as a kid, you don't know it's sexual, but it's like innate in us that it's sexual, but it's like something that's new. Mm-hmm. And this dude, Gabriel, grabbed and he honked her boobs, and then all of us were dying laughing.
How old are you guys?
Fourth, fifth grade or some shit. Mm. And we were cracking the fuck up. And yeah. She was cracking the fuck up too. We were all crying laughing.
Yeah.
Because he went honk like that, and then we died laughing. But then I think about that, I'm like, how inappropriate.
I mean, yeah. I mean, we did a lot of
inappropriate, dude.
Like, honestly, like, I mean, shit's different now. We look at shit differently now. I mean, I remember the first time feeling like, oh God, a girl didn't like that.
Yeah.
Is I was in high school and there was this girl in my class that she had a nice butt, right? She ran track and shit. And she loved when I smacked her ass. Like, it was a thing. Like, I'd see her in between classes. I'd slap her booty. She'd laugh, blah, blah, blah. But one day, I fucking grabbed her ass, and she was pissed. Socked me in the shoulder. She was like, stupid. Like, because instead of slapping it, I grabbed it. And that was, like, the line. You know what I'm saying? I was like, oh, shit. My bad.
I was like, oh, I apologize. I didn't know the difference.
I didn't know.
I didn't know the fucking difference.
And, bro, let me tell you this, dog. Speaking of, like, not realizing when I made a girl uncomfortable in high school, you know, there was this girl named Myra in my drama class. And
very drama girl name.
Yeah. And she was super cute. Like, we would I thought we were just like joking around, flirting and shit. And like, I'd poke her butt and whatever. And then one day, she didn't sit on my side of the class anymore. And I was like, and then towards the end of the year, I was like, damn, Myra, like, I haven't talked to you in a long time. She was like, yeah. She's like, dude, I moved because like, you were like making me uncomfortable. And I was like, what? And she's like, yeah, man. I was like, well, I thought we were just joking. She's like, Tim, you would like, you used to like, you know, comment on this and, you know, you'd poke my, and I was like, damn, I'm sorry. I didn't know you were uncomfortable. Like, I thought we were just fucking around. But that was probably one of my first times as a young adult.
It's like, oh, there's boundaries here.
Yeah. Like not realizing that someone was like not cool. You know what I'm saying? When I thought we were just goofing and, you know,
I will say this, and you know, I have talked about this a lot in past like old videos too. I think it's like for young girls, it's very important for you guys to like vocally set those boundaries.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times these young guys, they don't fucking know, right? Like only because they've experienced stuff where it was okay and where it wasn't. And so it's not wrong for, especially as a girl, to just be like, hey, like, hey, we're cool, but you can't touch me like that.
Yeah.
And then stating those boundaries are super fucking important, because if not, a guy's gonna think like, oh, you either like me or we're that's our type of relationship.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the times people go, well, you should already know. There is no you should already know on anything in this world. Things are learned somehow, right? And you had a better upbringing than somebody else. Somebody had taught you these boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
Some guys just don't fucking know.
Veda, and I forget who taught her this, but she'll come back and we're like, I'll poke her arm or whatever and tickle her, and she'll be like, dad, this is my body. I'm like, yes, baby. It sure is. Good girl.
And she's like, dad, can I get a hug? This is my body. No.
And then she fucking headbutts me.
Yeah. But like, yeah, you know, like all this stuff too, like when you're a kid, like I think one of the things that, it's not like this now, but there was this time where everybody's like, you guys should just know. It's like, no, there is no, you should know. Be vocal about how you feel and then communicate it. If they disrespect that boundary after, then fuck somebody up.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, when you have a flirtatious relationship with somebody, especially when you're young, like you're wondering like, do they like me? Are we flirting?
Yeah.
Right? And then one person thinks that they're flirting and the other person doesn't, and then just go like, yeah, I just didn't like the way that you were talking to me. It's like, well, you never told me. I thought we were flirting.
Yeah. And I've also been in that situation where somebody specifically only wanted to cuddle. We weren't dating. We were chilling. We were flirting, but she was like, yeah, cool, let's cuddle, right? And then I think I went for like a booty. Like I went to like fill in the booty, and she was like, no, we're just cuddling, right? And then, you know, when you're younger, especially, you kind of think like, okay, is this a
like no stop?
Yeah,
is it one of those?
And then like I went for the booty again. She was like, hey, okay, look, I'm down to cuddle. I just like I have my boundaries, and I was like, Cool.
Yeah.
Let's just cuddle. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, thank you for letting me know. You know what I'm saying? Because the last thing I would want, you know, even before everyone was getting canceled, the last thing I would ever want is to make anyone uncomfortable. You know what I'm saying?
I'll give you another opposite example. There was a girl who I personally never found attractive, right? But she was super fucking cool, right? So we have the same sense of humor, same hobbies or whatever, whatnot, right? And understandably too, like my nature is very flirty, right? Especially with like female friends or whatever, whatnot at the time. And so with her, we would just always joke around. We never made out, never did none of that type of shit, right? But it was very flirtatious or whatever, whatnot. I wasn't really attracted to her, but she was just really fun. So she would do this thing where, you know, we would just be chilling or whatever, whatnot. Or like when I was on college campus, when I was going to a community college called Cosumnes River College, we would just be chilling or whatever, whatnot before class. She would come over, she would like sit on my lap and we would just, you know, with other friends there too. And then I just never ended up making a move on her. And in your situation where she, you know, that girl went across the other class, this girl just stopped talking to me at all. And I didn't know what the fuck was going on. Later on, a friend told me that she didn't like me anymore because she said that I let her on. But it's like, oh, but you never communicated to me that you had feelings for me or something that we could have squashed this immediately because our friendship has been like that for about a year. So
whole time she was in love.
Well, yeah, I guess in somewhere in between, I think that she expected me to, you know,
make a move.
I just never did. I didn't realize this was that type of thing. Because I've also seen her also kind of like friendly and flirty with other people. But then what I found out too was she was doing that in front of me to incite a reaction out of me. But I'm not connecting that. I'm like, oh, you just do that with everybody.
I was used in high school to get another boy jealous.
And you lived to tell the tale.
Now, well, it was more like, it was a girl I had a super crush on, and then I began to realize the only time she was really reciprocating was when this dude that she was on and off with was around. You know what I'm saying? So when they would be off, she would be all in like in my lap and like touching my face, but it was only when that fool was around because she was trying to get a reaction out of
him. Trying to get you fucking killed, dude? The hell?
Well, I ain't no bitch, homie.
Oh, you was squared up on him, dog.
I would have tattled on him so fast. You
no
know?
Means no, people.
Teacher, he's trying to beat me up.
Trust me, no woman ever tried to get me to make another man jealous. It just never ever worked that way at all. They're like, who you hanging out with alone at night? David. They're like, ah, it's all good. Tell him I said what's up. I'm gonna shower with him.
You want to teach him how to kiss or something?
Hey, David hasn't kissed anybody yet. He's 18. Hey, teach him how to kiss. Show him your pussy.
Just so he knows what they look like.
I'm good, man.
my mom walked in on me on top of a girl kissing her in high school. Yeah, it was a girl I was kind of talking to my senior year. And she was in my bed, in my room, and we're making out. And my mom fucking opens the door without knocking and then walks right out. And I was like, oh God. And we had to go. And then like and later that night, my mom's just kind of like, just like smiling. I'm like, Mom, so what did you see? She starts laughing. She goes, do you even know how to kiss?
Dude, what's with these women in your life just like subtly roasting you?
No, it's the moms, dog.
Yeah, all the moms.
Fucking Peter's mom calling me gross. My mom be like, what the? Do you even know what you're doing, dude?
You know, I was like, this guy doesn't know what the fuck he's doing. Start telling your dad, look at this fucking virgin.
But yeah, that was, and that was a funny time. Speaking of that girl specifically, and just like mixed signals, right? I remember this girl, she was fresh out of a relationship. And I was like, we met during one of the high school musicals. And so I'm like going hard, like trying to get this girl because she was so hot. And then she was dating this dude that they had been together for a while and they finally broke up. And this fool, whenever I saw him in the hallways, he was always like mad dogging me, right? And I thought he wanted to fight. He was always like looking at me like real like stern. So I would look at him back, right? And he would like ignore me. And we used to be cool up until I started talking to his ex, of course, right? And it wasn't until literally years later after we graduated and I was communicating with him through something and I was like, yeah, bro, like you started fucking hating me when I started, you know, dating, what's her face? And he's like, nah, man, you started mad dogging me. I was like, you were mad dogging me. He was like, bro, I was cool with you. I was like, I was cool with you, man. I thought you wanted to hit me.
Dog, there was a guy, his name was James. And remember, this guy was a little gangster. And so he would have a staring problem. And so, you know, like some dudes, they just always want to start shit. I don't know what the fuck that shit is. But dog, I will forever remember this shit because there was a homie. And we're at a Denny's. It's super late at night. And this motherfucker is chilling. There's this guy over there. And he's like staring at my homie James. And they start looking back. He goes, what's up? And the guy's like, yes? He goes, what's up? What you fucking looking at? And then it's like, we're like calming things down. Yo, chill, chill. He's like, no, this fucking pussy's fucking lit. What's up, bro? You want to fucking bang? Let's go. And he's like yelling at this dude. And one of the homies at our table snaps. He goes, N-word. He's like, he's looking at you because you keep looking at him. Because the dude literally just eating his pack. He's doing this. Because he's trying to, what the fuck is this guy looking at? One of the homies snaps. He goes, stop fucking staring at people. There won't be fucking problems.
Yeah.
I think because it's late at night and the other homie was just irritated. It's like, nah, we just try to eat. But the guy would not stop staring at people.
Oh, it was your boy yelling at your boy.
Yeah, it was my boy yelling at him.
I get it.
Because it's like late at night. We're all chilling.
Yeah.
Everybody's having a good time. And he started shit at a Denny's with this regular looking dude.
Aw, poor guy.
That's what I'm saying. It's like him and his girlfriend and the guys. I can just remember the guy cutting his pancake and doing this.
it's like super quiet. You just hear the skeeky, 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 skeeky.
You hear this. He has his mouth open.
Hey.
Dog, that shit was so fucking funny. They're just getting yelled at by somebody else. It was just like, dog, stop staring. Let the guy eat his fucking pancakes. This guy's fucking look. So you want a bang? It's like, dog, he's wearing a flannel. He looks like he just got off of work, dude.
And you want a bang is very suggestive.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be right back.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
If I may offer, I agree that women should assert their boundaries, but I think we should be more so encouraging men to ask. Just throwing that out there. Women should make it clear, but men should also
ask. See, you
ask.
Have a very different theory than a lot of my homegirls, because my homegirls hate that shit.
Oh, they think it takes away the...
It takes away, like, the flirting and the romance. They think that you should be able to, based on body reactions, to understand the situation, then for you to be like...
I don't think... No offense. I don't think a lot of men are intelligent enough to be able to do that. And I think the power dynamic also makes women. It
And I think that's totally correct, which is why we're like, I think men are very dumb and oblivious, which is why like...
And just like the, even like men who aren't blatantly sexist, there's, you know, just internal, just like there's internalized racism, there's internalized sexism in our society. So I think that entitlement and like, I have a right to your body thing exists in... majority of men. So I do think if those guys want to be, and I'm not saying like all men, but I think there is that aspect of it that's like, hey man, if you're ever confused, just ask.
No, and I feel like to both of your points, I think like because we're so oblivious, like that's why like, you know, I mean, that's why David's like, dude, man, just tell us. And that's why you're like, yeah, okay, just ask. I think, you know, let's say I was dating nowadays, for sure, I would, like, always be asking, you know what I'm saying? Because I would be low-key, like, high-key paranoid, you feel me?
Yeah.
Where in the past, where I'd be like, okay, no, this is just part of, like, you know, this is just the flirt, it's the fun flirting, you know what I'm saying? Nowadays, I would be so just, like, very just like, hey, man, look, I'm going to need to know very clearly because I don't want any misunderstandings.
It could be a generational thing, too, because our homegirls are older, too. Mm. So they don't. like that shit.
Yeah, a lot of my friends, like, we talk about how we've really appreciated being asked. And, like, I even, my ex, one time, like, I went out and had, like, drinks with friends, and I came back and, like, we were hanging out, and I was very drunk because I was out with my friends and he was sober, and I really wanted to have sex. And then he, like, made sure, he was like, "You're really drunk and I'm sober. Like, are you sure you want to do this?" And I was like, "Yeah, yeah." But, like, in retrospect, like, how polite that he asked several
times.
That's
so fucking funny. My friend Becky just went on a blind date on Tinder, and the dude asked if he could hold her hand, and she fucking stopped talking to him because she thought it was the most unattractive thing on earth.
I mean, it's tricky, right?
But she's in her mid-30s, though.
Could also be a difference between just, like, I don't know, maybe me and my friends have all just been mildly assaulted in many ways, so maybe we just prefer to be asked because we've been, like, grabbed inappropriately.
On the topic of drunk women, like, I remember being so just hyper-aware of that specifically, you know, during the party stage of my life, being like, look, man, when we're sober, like right now, we're talking and we're sober. If we are drunk later, I am going to try to have sex with you. Do you consent to that?
Yeah.
And like confirming, like, hey, tell me right now that when you are drunk, you are going to be okay with this. And they'll be like, yes. I'm like, okay, then we're good. You know what I'm saying?
Because
I know when you're drunk, especially because I've been in that situation where I've woken up not realizing I had sex with somebody.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then, like,
I've never.
And I like wasn't mad at this girl, but, you know, she felt really bad about it the next day. She's like, oh my God, you don't remember? I'm like, no, girl, I was so drunk. I don't remember shit. You know, but and I was like, I'm not mad. But, like, So I'm like, in my head, I'm like, I know how that can happen where you get drunk and you don't even know what's going on. So I, you know, like I don't, like I said, I don't want anybody to ever feel regret or taken advantage of or whatever.
I feel like there's always preferences too, right? Mm. Because it's like, and I really do feel now it's like a generational thing, right? Because the older, I'm gonna say older, like mid-30s and above seems to like men who take control. Like they like, maybe that's what they were taught when they were younger. Right. So the idea of being like, hey, can I do this? It turns them off. Not all.
Yeah.
But the women in my life feel that way.
Yeah. I mean, I've heard girls say, like, you know, it's a turn off if a guy asks, like, can I kiss you? As opposed to just going in for the kiss. Right.
Oh, I prefer to be asked.
Yeah. And Robin prefers to be asked. And I will say this. I've been in a situation where I've gone in for the kiss and it went really well. And I've been in a situation where I went for the kiss and they were like, what the fuck is wrong with you? You know what I'm saying? We're like, I can't look at you in the eyes without you having to try to kiss me, you know? And it's gone both ways, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Thank God I'm married and I don't have to deal with that anymore.
Let me tell you something. I've never tried to kiss a woman without knowing 100% because I would not have dealt with rejection very well at all.
I'm like
assessing the situation. All right, she touched my butt. She might like me. Okay, she says she wants to kiss me. She might want to kiss.
Right.
She has hovered around my face. She might want to kiss. And then I lean in, and then I go for a hug, and then I leave.
You're like, her tongue is in my mouth. I think she might want. I think she might want to kiss me.
And then I don't call her back, and then she tells all of her friends I'm gay. It has happened many times before.
Here's what worked really well for me as somebody who's like goofy. I would always be like, I would do shit like, I'm gonna kiss you on the mouth. I was like, I would be like, give me a kiss. Give me a kiss right now. Give me a kiss right now. You know what I always used to do, bro? This used to be my fucking, oh man. Single Tim, it was like, it was so fun. Like if ever I found out that a girl had never hooked up with an Asian guy before, I was like, boom. Cause I would always be like, you've never hooked up with an Asian guy? You should kiss me right now. Just to say you've done it. Just to say, oh my God, I've kissed an Asian guy. And then, like, you know, and then you kiss and stuff.
Did I tell you recently this Dominican girl called me the F word?
Yes, you have told me that story because that you weren't
hurt,
down.
That shit hurt my feelings so bad, dude. She was so mean. She was so fucking mean. And I understand, like, you know, when you're drunk, you're just talking. This is at an event. Mm-hmm. And then she's like, well, you don't like fucking women? You F word? Mm-hmm. I was like, damn, dog. And then my buddy from New York, he was like, dude, fucking Dominican chicks are like that. They're straightforward as fuck. I'm like, but damn, that was fucking harsh, dog. Yeah. I didn't even do nothing.
Rick just told this story on No Chaser of a Dominican girl he was messing with in New York who because we were sharing our stories of how, for some reason, these girls we messed with in New York just got done fucking walking a long way and did not want to
rinse off before getting freaky, all right? So Rick, this girl walked to Rick's hotel room and, you know, took off fucking layers because it's New York, it's hot. And then, you know, of course, you walk around, you get a little sweaty, right? Rick was like, you don't want to, like, rinse off or nothing before we do stuff? And she was like, that's pussy shit.
Bro! What the, so, okay, so my experience isn't unique.
No.
That, but this is what I'm talking about. You see how, like, everybody's different.
Yeah.
Like, could you imagine, like, that girl and be like, hey, can I kiss you?
Right.
She would call you the F word so fast. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Might
yeah.
be a regional thing. But that's why dating sometimes is so fucking hard, right? It's mm-hmm. like every move that is feels right could be wrong. Mm-hmm. Every move that feels wrong could be right. And it's just like you just got to feel out the situation and be socially aware enough to know what to do, right?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, dog, I guarantee you if Rick was like, hey, can I kiss you? She would just fucking F word.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, look, that's why... Good thing we're married now. We don't have to deal with that shit, you know? And look, to Robin's point, look, if you're unsure, I guess, like, looking like a pussy and asking is better than taking the pussy and and being a rapist.
Well, we can combine the two. You can ask, and then if women don't like that, you can tell them, don't ask me again.
No, what I'm saying is that the moment that happened, the date stops.
That sounds like just like a personal journey.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, your truth is your truth and everybody else is theirs, right? So that's like the difficult part about dating. It's like your advice extends to your friends and then our advice is different from another group of women. So it's like it's so hard dating sometimes.
Yeah, man. The Dominican girl, I feel like I just recently told this story, but the Dominican girl I was messing with in New York, she used to like to like, play fight before we had sex, right?
So must be a cultural thing.
She used to like, yo, like, you know, if I went in for a kiss or whatever, like we would kiss and then she would be like, she would actually want to like, you know,
square up.
Yeah, like fight me off and wanted me to like go at, like we'd go all this back and forth. So one day I was like, I got just tired.
Like, hey, can we not?
And I was like, ah, and I just, she felt me give up. And then she was like, you know, okay, let's
you're,
like...
You're in a chokehold.
She felt me pass out. And then I wake up to her sucking my dick.
What's wrong, pussy?
Yeah. She's like, so what the fuck is wrong with you, little fucking... You know, and that for me, I was like... A part of me was like, okay, man, how long... How much, how long are we gonna fight for? Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Can we just hug? Well, good question for everybody. If you're a girl out there who's single, or maybe not even single, right? Do you want a guy to feel out the situation and go in for a kiss? Or would you always like them to ask first before they kiss? That's a good question, because we could ask a broader audience than just our personal circles.
Yeah, yeah. We can, put a little... And we'll clip it, put a little survey on Instagram too, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I think everybody's different. The times are different. But like I said in the beginning of the episode, it's like, you know, even me in high school thinking I was just flirting with a girl, I made her uncomfortable, you know what I'm saying? And then on the other side of the token, I've been there where like, yeah, a girl was like, nah, bro, you're not going hard enough. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's like, it's tricky.
Hey, man. We're married. We don't got to worry about none of that
shit. Thank God, bro.
You guys got to figure that shit out, dude.
Yeah. Now, if my wife is trying to get freaky, I know exactly what's going on because we're both like, all right, we got about 10 minutes to take some showers. I'll see you at 8:15 before our show comes on.
I turn it off.
I will shave. Yeah. Both babies are asleep. Okay, we got an hour to do this.
Did you ask her to kiss before you kissed her, or did you guys just feel it out and you kissed?
Well, me and Chia were different because we were long distance, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah,
we
yeah.
had communicated, you know, a lot
feelings
of like, can't wait to kiss you, can't wait to blah, 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 you know, can't wait to... I can't wait for you to put your finger in my butt, Chia, like shit like that. You know what I'm saying? A lot of communication beforehand. So when we saw each other, it was like, kissing, you know?
Yeah.
So that's different. How about you, Mariel?
I didn't ask. It was Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
We just started dating and then she came over and then she sat on my lap
mm-hmm.
flirting and I kissed her. And it was magical.
Aww.
It was great. Mm-hmm. I want to ask her, like, if I asked you, can I kiss you, would you have laughed in my face or would you have thought it was romantic? I need to ask her that.
I think Mariel would have thought it was cute.
Yeah, I think Mariel would have been okay with it.
Yeah.
I know her good friend doesn't like that shit. Because she's, once again, I think—
Doesn't like the ask?
She does. She wants a guy— I think she's very traditional in the sense of like, she likes guys who take control.
Okay.
So she doesn't like— that might be like the change of the times now, where now she's dating again. And so people are asking for permission for things that she feels that, hey, we're on a date. Like, I'm flirting with you, whatever, whatnot. We're like super close. Like, I'm rubbing up against you. When the moment they start doing stuff like, I'm unsure of things, she finds it very unattractive.
Right, right, right.
So that could also, but then again, she's also in her mid-30s.
Yeah.
So it could be a generational gap or something. I don't fucking know.
You know.
Not stuff we got to worry about anymore, so.
Thank God. Yeah. Thank God.
It's a lot to think about now.
I'll tell you this. Right now, if it was me dating, I would for sure make sure, like, damn near 100% before I went for the kiss. You know what I'm saying? I would probably rely on my fucking goofy, like, girl, give me a kiss. You know what I'm saying? Give me a kiss type of shit. You know what I used to do on first dates? This was like a little cute little icebreaker. Just to get a little first kiss, I would grab the ketchup bottle on the table or wherever we were at. I'd be like, hey, let's play spin the bottle. And I'll spin it on the table and I'd keep spinning, like, oh, we got a kiss. You know what I'm saying?
How often would that work? Because that's pretty fucking funny.
Every time.
Where were you earlier in my life? There's already girls that I know off jump that don't have that type of like similar sensibility where kissing somebody is something that you just do. Like, if you know a girl that's a very sweet girl, that's very, you know, traditional in the sense,
yeah,
you probably should ask her for permission to kiss her because she's not giving up that thing that's important to her to everybody.
Right.
Like, if it's a girl who's like, you know, she's down to have fun, then of course.
What's that supposed to mean?
A whore who is my favorite type of party girl.
Whoa, so just because they know what they want, they're a whore, dude?
No, what I'm saying is this girl likes to party and I like to party. And if we're both ready to party, we can party.
All right.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
I guess.
Because I know, like, for example, like, if you know a girl who's just like, I don't know, takes dating very seriously, she's very religious, I don't think you should just go up and start grabbing her. Okay. She's probably not going to like, even if it was like a flirting situation you guys were comfortable, there's probably like set boundaries that you have to feel out as a guy. It's like, you know, be a little smart about your shit. You know what I'm saying?
I think if I was single, I would just tell the girl to do everything. I would lay there like a fucking log and look, I'm going to lay here with my lips out and my penis up. The decision is yours of where it goes from here.
You're just laying on their floor naked?
Yeah, I wash my hands of it all. My hands are behind my back. You do what you wish with this situation.
Please, I don't even know you're here.
Yeah. Whether it's a kiss or a fellatio, that's completely on you. I put the keys in your hand.
I'll tell you this, dude. Every girl I kissed, they never backed away because I made really, really, really sure that they liked me.
Hey, that's the way to go too. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just think, I think there was definitely a time where I felt like, oh man, oh yeah, she's giving me the eyes. I gotta go for it, right? But then there's a couple times where she gave me the eyes, or I thought I was getting the eyes, and I went for it, and it was not that. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying, man. Not me, though. Not me. I made sure 100% every fucking time, dude. You feeling me? I'm pretty sure. All right? We locked eyes. I'm 2 inches from your face.
I'm gonna need you to fill this out. It comes with a box. Check yes or check no. Please answer questions 1 through 10. Would you like to kiss? 2. May I grab your breast? 3. 3. May I take my penis out at 2:35 a.m.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. Check. Okay.
If no, please answer why.
And then she's still turned on. And then guess what? I still go home and I don't kiss her.
Wow.
Because I make them wait. Waits for so long, they end up hating me after a year.
And fucking your friends.
Yes.
Yeah.
To get me jealous. Yeah. But I'm so stupid, I don't even realize anything.
You just think, oh, that girl didn't even like me.
Shout out to the girl who was a doctor that I didn't know was flirting with me. And I told her, why is she touching me? I miss her.
Why are you touching me? Give me consent.
Please.
Please consent. Send me a message with a kiss and a heart. heart valves pumping blood, ventricles, the vent trickles steam from the evaporation, vapid Asians, vape smoke, whoa, clouds.
Whoa.
Steaming the room like a steam room. My towel is off. I'm vulnerable.
Wow.
See me before you. How dare you pass gas before me? I didn't know it was your turn, baby.
Queef. That's all. Well, guys, hey, really though, in the comments below, could you write what you guys would prefer? Would you want a guy to feel out the situation and then go for a kiss? Or do you want, even though he feels out the situation, and then he still asks, what would you prefer?
Yeah, ladies, let us know.
I want to know. I'm so curious.
Because our demo is, let's say, 25 to 35.
Yeah.
Let us know. Because we're old.
And just to let you know, Robin Couch likes to be asked. So when you go in there, be like, hey, may I?
Yeah, if you slide in those Robin Couch DMs,
be polite. If you don't, I'll fuck you up.
We will fucking murder you.
Dudes Behind the Foods, like, comment, and subscribe. Love you very much. We will see you all next time.
And leave in the comments if you would subscribe to a Robin Couch OnlyFans.
Just wondering.
Okay, bye.
Yo, it's the dudes behind the foods. The dudes behind the foods.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.